palla a spicchi torna a rimbalzare su Radio Centrale. Basket a 2. Commenti, interviste, anticipazioni, risultati e classifiche. I personaggi ed i protagonisti del fantastico mondo della pallacanestro. A cura di Sebastiano Tarantino. Conduce Francesco De Pace. Regia di Gianfranco Esposito.
Buon pomeriggio a tutti e benvenuti in una nuova puntata di Basket 2. Altra sconfitta per l'HL Leonardo che cade in casa contro Cremona. La partita inizia bene con i Granata che lottano punto su punto e tuttavia, come nelle due partite precedenti, la squadra crolla tra il secondo e il terzo quarto, si arriva addirittura sul meno 15. Poi un paio di giocate di Woodson, Moa e Nicolic riescono a riuscire il margine sino a meno 6, ma il parziale finale di Cremona porta Nardò a staccare completamente a spina e perde addirittura di 25. E, è venuto qui con noi per parlare della partita e della situazione generale dell'HDL Nardò, il playmaker Avery Woodson. Io parlerò con Avery e poi tradurrò ogni cosa che dirà. Hi Avery, how are you?
Hello, first of all, and I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Avery, what didn't go as planned against Cremona for you?
Come again? Can you repeat that?
What didn't go well against Cremona for you?
Not a whole lot, to be honest. Not a lot went well. I think that was a game that we as a team should reflect on and just take it to heart and try to get better, you know, because some people kind of forget that we're a new team, new pieces, and it kind of takes time to gel and to form chemistry. So that's just one of those games where you don't have it yet, but it's a sign that you have to keep building and play with more effort and energy. And I think if anything that game tells us is that.
Avery ha detto che non molto è andato secondo i piani, che comunque è una cosa che ci può stare in quanto molti non ricordano che questa è una squadra nuova, una squadra che ha ancora bisogno di creare l'intesa tra i compagni, e quindi questa partita dice questo. Avery, in these three games you have you as a squad have some difficulty with keeping the pace in after the first quarter. Do you think it's a thing that you can improve?
Absolutely. We always start the game, I think, in a strong manner, but for some reason we don't keep that up, you know, going into the second, the third quarter. We've shown some fight within these first three games, but it's short, you know, it's like 1 to 2 to 3 minutes, and that's exactly what we need to work on, is sustaining that energy and that togetherness that we have in the first quarter and build it to last the entire 40 minutes.
Ho chiesto ad Avery come mai la squadra secondo lui non ha retto i ritmi in questa prima del partito dopo degli ottimi primi quarti e come si può migliorare. Ha detto che è un problema che ha notato anche lui, che la squadra parte molto bene, poi ha dei blackout, tuttavia è un qualcosa che si può migliorare per l'appunto con il lavoro. How is it going your first days, your first weeks in Italy with the city and also the basketball staff?
It's been great. This is my first experience in Italy. It's super beautiful, nice people, great weather. So you can't really beat it living wise. Basketball wise, it's a work in progress, but I'm enjoying it. You know, I love my teammates. The staff is very nice. You know, for this club to be so young, you know, only being 9 years old, that I think they've got it figured out on how they want to run it and how they want to treat their players. So it's a very comfortable situation for me, and I'm really enjoying it.
Perfect. Avery ha detto che è la sua prima esperienza in Italia. Quando gli ho chiesto come si sta trovando, ha detto che il cibo, le persone, il tempo è magnifico, quindi si sta trovando molto bene. Per quanto riguarda il basket, è tutto un lavoro, un work in progress, possiamo dire. E dice che la società di Nardò è molto organizzata per essere una società comunque che si sta sviluppando relativamente poco, e inoltre ha dei compagni fantastici. Talking about your teammates, there is somebody that stands out to you?
Is there anybody that stands out? I can't say so. You know, I like all my teammates, and I don't want to single anybody out. You know, I enjoy playing with each and every one of them. So I can't say that there's one person that I like more than the other. I try to be a fair guy, so I like each and every one of them. So I can't say.
Ho chiesto ad Avery se qualcuno dei suoi compagni l'ha sorpreso di più. Ha detto che non si sente di dire ciò in quanto ama giocare con tutti i suoi compagni e che si trova bene con tutti, insomma. This is your first experience in a second league of in Europe. What made you accept the Nardò offer, and how do you rank the Italy these champions to the other league you played?
What made me take this offer was this Italy. I mean, whether it's first or second league, you know, having the opportunity to come and play and live here is one, you know, a lot of people don't pass up on. That's why you have a lot of Americans in this country, because it's nice. You know, the people are nice. You know, basketball is growing here. The fan support is decent. So I didn't really look at it as a second league, first league opportunity. You know, I kind of just saw it for what it was. And what was your second question?
How do you rank the Italian league so far between the other league you played in Europe?
I would say it's up there, especially this year, because, you know, so many A2 teams put a lot of money and got, you know, a lot of talent on their teams. So the league is very competitive. I think each and every league is different, so it's kind of hard to compare with so many different playing styles from country to country. But it's definitely very, very competitive, especially this year with, you know, having 20 teams in the league. It's kind of unheard of in Europe. So the competitive nature is everywhere within this league.
Ha detto che ha accettato di venire a Nardò nonostante fosse una seconda lega, cosa che lui non aveva mai fatto, perché è stato spinto a venire qui dal fatto di venire a giocare in Italia, opportunità che lui non aveva mai avuto, e che dice che molti americani come lui accettano in quanto è un bellissimo posto con un bellissimo meteo e altre tante belle caratteristiche. E dice che la categoria, soprattutto quest'anno, è comunque una categoria pari a quelle in cui ha giocato, in quanto ci sono tanti squadre con tanti soldi, tanti giocatori importanti, e quindi appunto è una lega comunque di grande livello, in cui c'è sempre tanta competitività. Did you talk to some other American or some other friends before coming to Italy about making this decision?
Yes, I had a friend that played it, and excuse me if I messed the name up, but we played them on Wednesday. Starts with a V. Okay. I don't even want to mess it up.
Against Udine?
VG Vino or something like that. I can't
Major King.
I had a friend that played there last year, so I talked to him a lot throughout the year, and then I talked to him this past summer and just asked him what he thought of Italy and what he liked about it. So that kind of helped me a little bit as well on making a decision to come here. And I also had a friend that played at Brindisi last year, and He had been to Lecce a few times and just talked about how nice it was, so it kind of made sense to do it.
Ha detto che prima di venire qui ha parlato con un suo amico che gioca a Vigevano e anche con un suo amico.
Vigevano, ok, definitely.
Yeah, Vigevano. And e ha parlato anche con un suo vecchio con un suo amico che lo scorso anno ha giocato a Brindisi, e gli hanno entrambi consigliato di venire qui in Italia. You are a very experienced player. You play a lot here overseas. Is this something you try to bring to the table when and also teach to your teammates?
Yeah, I think that's one thing that is very, very important to have in Europe is experience, because, you know, the seasons are so long. Like, the seasons here last longer than the actual NBA season does, so there's a lot of ups and downs that come with this lifestyle, and the best thing you can do for yourself is you know, stay at an even level, not get too high and not get too low. And don't take so many things personal. Like, we're not going to go undefeated. Nobody ever does in these leagues. So you're going to take your losses, but the best thing you can do is learn from them. And I feel like the most important thing is to actually be a good teammate, you know, to make sure that you're showing love to your guys, and working hard. And that's one thing that I always try to pass on to my teammates, is just work hard and be a good teammate, and good things will always happen.
Ha detto che avere esperienza è sicuramente una cosa importante qui in Europa, in quanto ci sono un sacco di partite. La cosa più importante è avere esperienza, è sapere accettare sconfitte e non prendere sul personale, perché non si può essere imbattuti, nessuno lo ha mai fatto, e bisogna soprattutto cercare di essere un grande compagno, è quello che lui cerca di essere sempre. You talk a lot about your teammates, how you want to be a good teammate. There is, in your career, there has been a teammate that you say is the greatest teammate you ever have had.
Oh, the greatest teammate I've ever had.
Yeah.
In Europe or just in life?
In general.
Oh, man, that's... The greatest teammate. That's a question I cannot answer, because I've had a lot of great teammates. That's a tough one, man. You're coming with it with the question, because I really can't say. But I will say I have had a lot of great teammates that, you know, that are actual friends and feel like family to me. And that's what this game of basketball does. You know, we all go through some of the same things. This lifestyle is very similar. You have to do a lot of the same things as individual players to be able to play, to able to call yourself a pro. So you can relate to one another in different ways. And there are some guys that really handle it like 100% professionals. And those guys are the ones I'm talking about. And shout out to them.
Ha detto che gli ho chiesto qual è stato il suo miglior compagno, mi ha detto che non si sente rispondere, in quanto ha avuto un sacco di compagni fantastici e che può, ha l'onore di definire amici, soprattutto quelli che danno sempre il 100% a livello professionale, e questo è quello che li lega, in quanto comunque giocando a basket la routine è sempre quella, quindi ti leghi particolarmente facendo le stesse cose. Being a player from USA in playing overseas and change the and change nations almost every year, how is it to handle this also from a mental point of view?
That's another good question.
Thank you.
I actually don't like it. If I had to be honest, I do not like having to live in so many countries every single year, because every country is different and you never really get a sense of home when you're doing that. And that's one thing that's very important to me, is having a sense of home and having a sense of community, is, you know, having that carryover from one year to the next. And that's something that's very missed in this lifestyle. But, you know, once you sign that contract, that's exactly what you're signing up for. So you have to do it. You have to stay mentally strong. You have to stay tough, and you got to find your friends here in whatever situation you're in. Thankfully, that, you know, people in Italy here are very nice, so it's not going to be hard to find friends or people to hang out with. But that's very important, is becoming part of the culture and trying to speak the language. You know, some languages are harder than others, of course, but the more that you can speak and relate to the people that you work with, the people that you're around, I think the better off you'll be.
Gli ho chiesto com'è da giocatore americano cambiare paese praticamente ogni anno, come ha fatto lui. Ha detto che è molto complicato, è una delle parti più difficili del gioco, anche perché lui cerca sempre di creare un senso di comunità, e chiaramente è difficile cambiando paese ogni anno perché appunto ogni paese è diverso, quindi è importantissimo trovare i propri amici. E comunque ha detto che in Italia non è difficile, in quanto la gente del posto è molto bella. Dice che un'altra cosa molto importante è imparare la lingua, perché alcune lingue sono più difficili, e anche quello, chiaramente, parlare la stessa lingua di altre persone aiuta. When you make the first decision to come overseas after college, was it tough?
It was extremely tough, because for one, after college, I really didn't have a clue what I was doing. I had no idea what I had never even been to Europe before, so I really didn't have a clue about what it took to be an overseas professional basketball player. My first experience was in Greece, one of the absolute toughest leagues in Europe, and that couldn't have been a worse experience for me as far as adjusting and learning how to play a European style of basketball. But I think that experience is why I'm so thankful and I'm so experienced in the good and the bad of this lifestyle, because I went through that. And I think it's also important not to have good times but also bad times, to see how you react and see how you handle those situations, because there are a lot of them over here, because, you know, I'm not from here, so things may seem worse here than it actually is. And the most important thing is to keep your focus and just find yourself a routine and stick to that. And that's what I've done for the past 8 years.
Ha detto che la prima volta che ha deciso di venire in Europa dopo il college è stato estremamente difficile, anche perché non aveva idea di come fosse Europa, in quanto non c'era mai stato neanche in viaggio. La sua prima esperienza è stata in Grecia, subito in uno dei campionati più difficili del mondo, però è stata un'esperienza utile perché gli ha insegnato ad imparare le belle cose che possono succedere, ma anche le brutte. Infatti sostiene che bisogna affrontare sia le belle cose che le brutte per capire come si reagisce ad esse. You mentioned played your first year in Greece. How was it like to change from the American crowd that are a little bit quiet and play against team like Panathinaikos or Olympiakos that have a great crowd?
The biggest difference for me was the physicality. I had never been pushed around, fouled, grabbed, and held as much as I did my first year in Greece. So that part was very tough. And then from a tactical standpoint, you know, I played at the University of Butler my last year, so I kind of got a taste of what tactics and that type of basketball was like. We were a very team-oriented team, I guess I'll say. We were very... We shared the ball, we knew our roles, and we played like that. And when you play against teams like Panathinaikos and Olympiakos, they have 12 players that understand the concept of team, and they're all extremely talented. So those are the teams who have a lot of success here in Europe, and that's where I feel like we need to get to here at Nardo, is understanding the team concept, because individually, nothing matters here overseas so much as it does winning. Winning is the most important thing here in Europe, and when you encourage the team concept here, which I think is the most important part about European basketball, that's where you have the most success.
Ha detto che la più grande differenza tra il giocare al college e giocare in Europa è stata sicuramente il gioco molto fisico, non è mai stato spinto così forte come è stato in Grecia, e sicuramente anche dal punto di vista tattico ha avuto un assaggio quando è stato all'università di Butler l'ultimo anno, in quanto giocavano un gioco molto di squadra. Però arrivando in Europa ha capito come squadre come il Panathinaikos o l'Olympiakos avessero un grandissimo gioco di squadra, e questo appunto è quello a cui dobbiamo puntare a Nardò, ovvero all'essere una squadra, in quanto in Europa l'individuo non conta nulla, conta soltanto vincere. And you are a very good defender, which is not quite common with players that are also great on offense like you are. So what do you develop your defense?
I think defense is two things. It's a matter of coaching and it's a matter of effort. And my year at the University of Butler was one of those where if you wanted to play, you actually had to play defense. And that's where my instinct started to come from, was being at that school where if I actually wanted to get on the court, then I actually had to be in the right positions. I had to understand help. I had to fight over ball screens. I had to make sure my man didn't score. Defense is a lot of different things. It's on the ball, it's off the ball, it's helping. And that's kind of where I learned it. the way that I know it now is the year that I had my last year of college. And the second thing is effort, you know, and I take a lot of pride in just not being taken advantage of, because teams in Europe, if you're not a good defender, they go at you repeatedly to make you defend. And that's just one thing I did not want to be, as a person that other teams tried to pick on, if you get what I'm saying. Somebody that they tried to isolate and take advantage of. So I think coaching and effort is the two biggest parts of defense that if any young guy or any young player wants to learn is give the effort and then take the coaching.
E ha detto che abbiamo parlato anche della sua difesa, è un grandissimo difensore, anche e soprattutto considerando il tipo di attaccante che è. Ha detto che la difesa per lui dipende da due fattori principali, ovvero il come viene allenato. Ha detto che sempre all'università di Buffalo, di Butler, non potevi giocare se non difendevi. E poi anche c'è bisogno di impegno, ed è una cosa che per lui conta molto, la difesa, in quanto in Europa se non difendi vieni spesso attaccato in isolamento, quindi devi imparare a combattere per non andare in difficoltà sui blocchi, a cercare di non far segnare il tuo uomo e anche ad aiutare chiaramente i compagni. How was it like to play in the basketball Champions League last year?
It was a great experience, because from game to game, you never know who you're going to be playing against. We played against Ike Athens last year, and they had three or four former NBA players. So the amount of talent they have in that league is actually very legit. It's a very legit league. It's very competitive from game to game. You know you have to bring it. You know you have to play your hardest. You have to play your smartest. So it was, I feel like the Champions League is the best league that I've ever played in, and that experience was amazing.
Ha detto che la Champions League è stata fantastica, è stata la competizione migliore in cui ha giocato, soprattutto perché non sai mai chi affrontare. Hanno affrontato scorso anno la K Atene, che aveva 3 o 4 giocatori ex NBA, quindi appunto è stata la competizione più grande che ha affrontato, senza ombra di dubbio. And last year you also win a trophy, the Polish Super Cup. How it was the feeling to win that trophy?
That was the first championship that I've actually won in Europe, and that kind of made me, because before that point I hadn't really hoisted a trophy or won anything yet. So winning that game was important to me, and I was fortunate enough to make the buzzer beater when it got the game winning shot, and that's just one memory that I always have. Even that, you know, after I'm done playing, I'll still remember that shot. But I had only been in Poland up to that point for like 6 days, because I got to that team pretty late. I didn't have a preseason with them, so I was just playing off of my instincts, and you know, they trusted me with the ball late, and I was able to make a play. And I want to get back to that, not necessarily back to Poland, but I want to get back to winning. You know, that to me, since I started playing basketball, that's been the most important thing to me, is winning games. That is why we all compete. That is what we play for, is to win games. And that's exactly what I want to get back to. We may not hoist trophies, or because that, you know, only one person gets to do that every year, is hold the trophy up. But the winning games part, the winning mentality is just something I feel like I have, and that's just the most important thing to me, is just wanting to win, doing anything that I can, from an individual standpoint to a team standpoint, and just winning the game.
That's a big story to make the buzzer beater in a championship game.
Yeah, it was fun, is the least I could say about it. It was very fun, a great experience.
Ha parlato del suo primo trofeo che ha vinto lo scorso anno, ovvero la Supercoppa Polacca. Era arrivato in Polonia da poco, da soltanto 6 giorni aveva saltato la pre-season. I compagni si sono fidati di lui e gli hanno lasciato il tiro decisivo, e lui l'ha segnato sulla sirena. È stata una grande sensazione, perché perché appunto non aveva mai vinto un trofeo qui in Europa, quindi è stato bellissimo. Ha detto che vuole tornare a quella sensazione, non per forza quello di vincere un trofeo, in quanto soltanto una squadra vince il trofeo, ma comunque ad avere una mentalità vincente. When I saw you for the first time against Pesaro, what impressed me was the amount of difficult shot that you take and you make. Of course, your third quarter was crazy in that game. What is going through your head when you take this difficult shot?
Actually, nothing. Nothing's actually going through my head, and I think that's where I'm the best at, is where my head and my thoughts are silent, and I can just play within the moment, if you catch my drift. Like, just being so in tune and a part of the game, you're not even thinking about what could go wrong or what could go right. You're just playing, and when I get there, I feel like that anything on the basketball court is possible. So that's just one of those moments, you know, that you work so hard for, you prepare for, is when you get in the game, that it's just a part of your DNA, is to shoot and score and play as hard as you can. And it's not a matter of wanting it, it's just a matter of allowing it to happen and just being solely focused on the moment. Nothing special, nothing out of the norm, but just supremely focused. And that was just one of those times where I was just in the moment.
Ho chiesto ad Avery come si sente quando si prende tiri difficili come si è preso contro Pesaro, e che ha ammesso, ha detto che nella sua testa in realtà non passa nessun pensiero, non pensa a cosa può andare storto, ma pensa soltanto a giocare, e secondo lui è quella cosa in cui lui è migliore degli altri, nel concentrarsi sempre, nel stare concentrato appunto solo sul gioco quando si prende quel tipo di tiri lì. This is a season that will have a lot of games, 38 for the 38, and you didn't have all the preseason to prepare for this year, for right. Because you are late. What was the preparation for you, knowing that you have to prepare a lot of games?
Well, one thing about my career is actually weird. I've only experienced two preseasons. For some reason, I'm always getting to a team within a week or a week and a half before the first season game. So knowing that, I'm already at home preparing to play for 40 games. I haven't had the luxury of having a preseason in quite some time. So my focus at home is to just get as strong and as in shape as possible. But, you know, once you get here, you have to realize that this season is very long. It's October. And this thing goes all the way to 2025 at the end of April. So the fact that it's so long, you can't hold on to one practice or one game. You have to be able to get over yourself and get over losing games and not take it so personal. You know, this is a long, long, long journey. And you have to mentally be prepared for that and be able to move on just as quickly as possible, you know, because there's so many games. I can't be in game four thinking about the mistakes I made in game two or three. You know, I have to get over that and put my focus solely on game four. And once game four is over, I analyze it. I take the good, I take the bad, and I flush it. Okay. So, I mean, that's the best thing you can do when you have so many games, is to focus on them one at a time, and when they're over, they're over. Don't try to hold on to it, or don't try to fix anything that is not humanly possible to do. So those are the things that I think make this 38 game season possible.
Ho chiesto ad Avri come si è preparato sapendo di dover affrontare una stagione a 38 partite, pur avendo comunque saltato la pre-season in quanto è arrivato più tardi. Ha detto che è abituato a ciò in quanto ha iniziato dalla pre-season soltanto due volte, perché spesso viene chiamato una settimana e mezza all'inizio della stagione. E mi ha detto che comunque lui si prepara sempre a casa anche prima di essere chiamato dalle squadre, cerca sempre di essere pronto a una stagione da 30-40 partite, e anche che la cosa importante per sopravvivere a queste 38 partite è non fermarsi mai su un allenamento, su una partita andata male. Non puoi affrontare la quarta partita del campionato pensando a cosa hai sbagliato alla seconda o alla terza, ma devi affrontarla pensando solo a quella partita. Poi dopo quella partita analizza e prende le cose che sono andate bene, le cose che sono andate male, e poi andrà avanti seguendo sempre questo metodo, e questo è l'unico modo per sopravvivere al campionato, per l'appunto. How is has it been your impact with Nardo fans so far?
Come again?
How is has been your impact with Nardo fans so far?
Oh, the fans have been great. They've been loud. They've been very supportive. I know last game that they were a little mad at us, which I can't blame them for that. They should have been mad at us, but I just asked them to have some patience with us and stand with us as we work to be the best players and the best team we can possible, and just continue to show that passion and that love that they've shown in our two home games. We got a big one coming up Sunday, so I just asked them that they show up and be loud as they always have, and make sure you tell them in Italian that I said thanks for showing up and being the great fans that they are.
Ringrazia chiaramente i fan per tutto il supporto che stanno dando alla squadra. Dice che la scorsa partita erano un po' arrabbiati, ma ritiene che sia stato giusto che dovevano essere arrabbiati, però chiede di avere un po' di pazienza perché la squadra sta lavorando per essere la squadra migliore che può essere. Chiede di presentarsi domenica perché ci sarà un'altra partita fondamentale, ricordiamo l'appuntamento di domenica alle 18 contro Livorno. You are a very intelligent and experienced player. There are some advice that you always give to young guys or to your teammates.
That's another good question, man. You really brought it today in this interview, man.
Thank you, man.
I haven't been asked these good of questions in quite some time. But advice I would give the young players is keep it simple. You know, just play hard. And work hard and let time and let the entirety of the season present the opportunities for you to take advantage of, because young players, and I was the same way, is I put so much pressure on myself to always do something or to make something happen, whether it was good for the team or not. You know, I kind of took it upon myself to not be a hero, but just to try to do too much. And it doesn't take all of that. Sometimes you just have to play your role. One year you may be a defender and somebody that just needs to keep the ball moving. And then the next year you may be a player that shoots more shots, but you have to work and prepare for each and every single role that you may have in the future. But until that time presents itself, keep it simple, listen to your coach, and don't take everything so personal. Because I've been in situations where I was younger and I didn't appreciate or like my role on the team because I was just worried about what I wanted to be in the future and wasn't focused on what I needed to be in that moment for the team. So I would say be patient and keep it simple.
True, great advice
to all the young guys.
Avri ha detto che il consiglio che dà sempre ai compagni e ai giovani ragazzi è quello di lasciare le cose semplici, di fare le cose semplici e di non forzare e di non cercare sempre di fare l'eroe o di fare qualcosa in più, ma di fare il proprio ruolo. Un anno magari puoi essere un giocatore a cui viene chiesto soltanto di difendere e passare la palla, un altro anno puoi essere il giocatore principale della squadra. Quindi di saper accettare il proprio ruolo, di ascoltare sempre il coach e di non prendere prendere le cose personali, perché quando era giovane anche lui magari era frustrato per il ruolo che gli veniva assegnato, perché pensava che il giocatore che voleva essere e non il giocatore che serviva alla squadra in quel momento. Quindi questo è l'avviso di Avery per tutti i giocatori di basket che ci stanno ascoltando. You seem to me like a student of the game. There is some player that you take as a role model for the style of game?
My first role model and the person that I really admired in basketball was Ray Allen.
Yeah.
And one thing I learned from him is just being exactly what you called me, is a student of the game. He was very meticulous and intelligent about the way he treated his body, how he prepared for games, how he would work out, how he thought about the game of basketball, how he studied the game of basketball. It was just amazing for me to see or pay attention to a guy that just loved the game so much, and it helped me to find my love and what I wanted to be as a player in the game. It was Ray Allen. He was a very instrumental part of why I love the game and why I treat it the way that I do. He was my first role model. But as far as like the European side of it and why I've actually been able to play 8 years overseas is because of some of the veterans that I had on my teams when I was younger, and just learning from them. They know the game and they know this lifestyle better than anyone. So, you know, it was more about being a student to them and allowing them to teach me what I needed to learn for this journey.
E gli ho chiesto quale fosse il giocatore che, diciamo, ha preso come punto di riferimento. Ha detto che il suo più grande punto di riferimento è sicuramente Ray Allen, un giocatore a cui ha capito soprattutto il fatto di dover essere uno studente del gioco, di dover lavorare molto sul proprio corpo. Però ha detto che per fare questi 8 anni in Europa, i più grandi modelli sono stati sicuramente i veterani che ha avuto nei primi anni in Europa, per l'appunto. Now we can say that you are becoming also a veteran for the young guys. So how is it to be a role model just like other people have been to you in the first years?
It's kind of weird, to be honest. It's kind of weird because, you know, these 8 years have flown by like so fast. It's almost as if I don't recognize that I've been doing this for 8 years, and that I actually played in a lot of big games, and that I've lived in so many different countries. You know, you don't think about it until, you know, times like this where somebody says, well, yeah, you've been doing this for quite some time. You know, you don't really think about it until, you know, it's time to use it. It's time to be experienced, you know. And when you lose 3 straight games like we have this season, you know, I didn't get sad or I didn't get mad about it. You know, I just learned that. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you.
Okay. I didn't get sad or mad about it. You know, I looked forward to the next practice. I looked forward to the next game, and that's exactly where the experience comes in, because I know when I was a first year, second year guy, you know, every game that I took it personal and I beat myself up over it. But when you get to play this long, and I've been fortunate, you know, I've had a lot of injuries that set me back, but you know, the hard work and the preparation has got me back to this level. And I think when you go through so much, you just start to appreciate all of it, you know, the good and the bad, you know? So I'm just trying to have as much fun and be the best guy I can be.
Gli ho chiesto come si sente ora che è quasi lui il veterano per i ragazzi più giovani. Ha detto che è una cosa molto strana, perché questi 8 anni sono passati per lui molto in fretta, e se ne rende conto soltanto quando qualcuno glielo chiede appunto come essere un veterano. Dice che il fatto di essere un giocatore di esperienza si fa notare soprattutto in momenti come questi, quando dopo 3 partite di fila lui non è arrabbiato, non è triste, pensa solo a recuperare. Dice che nei primi anni, dopo ogni partita, si arrabbiava con se stesso quando perdeva, però ora ha capito che non serve questa cosa per l'appunto. How is it to work with Coach Luca Dal Monte, coach with a great experience and that has coached a lot of great players?
It's been great so far. I like Coach Dal Monte a lot. You know, he's got this aura about him that's just experience. You can just tell he lives and breathes basketball. He's a very smart, intelligent guy. A very caring guy. You know, I think he may be the most caring coach that I've had in Europe. You can just tell he cares about the guys. You can tell he cares about his team. He takes his job serious, and that's just it's been fun to be around somebody that, you know, loves the game and sees everybody for a human first, not a basketball player, but a person. You know, we're all people at the end of the day. You know, we go home to our families or go home to our apartments and live regular lives like everybody else does, you know, and that can get lost in this game where everybody thinks that we're robots because, you know, we play a sport, and that's just not true. You know, we're regular people. We have lives, we have emotions, and we have feelings, and he recognizes that, and I think that's the best thing you can do as a coach is to understand that your players are people first, and I think he does a great job of that.
Ha detto che si trova benissimo con coach Luca Dal Monte, dice che forse è il coach con più attenzione per i giocatori che ha avuto, è un coach che ha un'aura di esperienza che si vede che respira basket, che sa molto del lavoro, ma soprattutto si vede che gli importa dei ragazzi, che li vede come umani e non come giocatori di basket, cosa che non è scontata perché molti penso che dopo le partite il giocatore tra virgolette smette di esistere fino alla domenica dopo, invece il giocatore ha delle emozioni, ha dei sentimenti appunto, e quindi è un umano come tutti gli altri per l'appunto. This year in Serie A2 there will be a lot of legend and great players. There is some player that you look forward to play against?
Is there any player that I look forward to playing against? I wouldn't say so. I think there are a lot of players in this league that are going to be fun to play against just because of their level of experience and the talent that they have. But I'm not looking forward to playing any one particular guy because I don't really try to look so far forward. You know, my only focus is the game Sunday and how we can win that game. So I'm not really looking too far ahead, but I do know just because I'm a basketball nerd that there are some very, very talented players in this league. I think that's what makes it fun is the competition and getting a chance to play against those guys and showing them that, you know, we can play too.
Ha detto che non c'è un giocatore che vede in particolare di l'ora di affrontare perché pensa sempre alla partita successiva, però essendo un grande fan del basket sa che ci sono tanti giocatori importanti ed è questo che rende il campionato divertente, ovvero cercare di dimostrare a quei ragazzi che anche tu come squadra sei forte quanto loro. One last question, man. What is your basketball dream?
What is my basketball dream? Okay, I'll tell you. And it has actually nothing to do with basketball. My basketball dream is to play long enough for basketball to buy me a boat so I can go fishing at home on the lake. That is my one goal with basketball, is to make enough money to buy myself a nice boat so in the summertime I can fish all day long.
Hope that you can buy your boat soon.
Absolutely. I'm hoping I can save up enough coins to buy me a nice boat.
Ho chiesto a Avery qual è il suo sogno più grande, il suo sogno più grande legato al basket. Mi ha detto che il suo sogno più grande non è legato al basket, ma è quello che il basket ti faccia fare abbastanza soldi da poter comprare una barca con cui andare a pescare presto. Avery, thank you very much for the time you gave to us. It was great talking to you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on. It was a great interview.
Thank you, man. E noi ci vediamo giovedì prossimo per una nuova puntata di Basket 2.
Avete ascoltato Basket 2. commenti, approfondimenti ed interviste del campionato di basket Serie A2 Girone Rosso. Appuntamento alla prossima settimana.
Radio Centrale, il ritmo della città.